On, and we're ready to blow the trumpet in Zion. Thank you. Shabbat. Well, next Shabbat Shalom, this Shalom. Well, we're one of Messiah congregation and Kahacha B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. You know, I just thank the Lord for the congregation and for everything that we've done this week. It's been, to me, it's been wonderful. We're on in Maple Street, Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee, a place I never heard of before. Even though I lived in Tennessee for many years, I never heard of it, but here we are. There's our email, there's our phone numbers, there's our webpage still running. In case anyone was on the site list, not I rebooted at my house, in case you happen to be on it, but that's okay. It's over. Today is April 28, 2019, the 21st century, and which is deleted from the world, God's calendar, you know, 22nd of Ha'aviv, Nisan. And today, of course, we're going to talk about the resurrection of Yeshua the Messiah, which is actually the most important thing in the Bible, because without that, everything is vain. Anyway, some people might ask you, is Yeshua the Messiah alive today? Beyond a doubt, this is the most important question in the world to every person, man, woman, and child in the world today. Actually, every person who has ever lived or whoever will live, you know. On this issue of whether or not the Messiah was raised from the dead, revolves the truth or falsity of what we believe, as well as all mankind's hope of a future life with God in eternity. This is why it's important to know the word of God, so you can point out all the witnesses that claim they saw his appearing the many times. And that's what I do in the Bible. I take those people as actual witnesses that you could actually bring to a court and say, these are actually witnesses. These are real people. So if you get a chance, read Corinthians 15. I'm going to read a portion of it. It's very important. It starts off like this. Moreover, brethren and sisters, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand. Amen. I feel the same way. By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Messiah died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose the third day according to the scriptures. And you need to know where those are, too. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. So there's, again, right, they go right into the witnesses, Cephas and the 12. And after that, he was seen of about 500 witnesses at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this day. But of course, now they're all fallen asleep. They're all dead. Well, I mean, at his time, some were, but at this point in time, they're all gone. But there's still witnesses. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of Paul, as of one born out of due time. To know Yeshua fulfilled the Torah is vital for every believer in Messiah. Yeshua professes, he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you. This is what he told them, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the Torah of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms and all the rest of the scriptures concerning me, of course. That's what he meant. And Yeshua spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then shall you bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before Yehovah to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. And we all know the morrow after the Sabbath is known as the Sunday. First day of the week, Sunday, right? Even though a lot of people for some reason hate Sunday or that they hate the first day of the week. I don't know why. And ye shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf a he lamb without blemish, the first year for a burnt offering unto Yehovah. And the meat offering thereof shall be of 2 ten-deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yehovah for a sweet savor, and the drink offering. thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. So we got all these offerings, burnt offerings, drink offerings, and, you know, meal offerings. And ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ear until the same day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. So we have to think that over. What does that really mean? Not supposed to eat a bread or a parched corn or green ears until the same, until you bring this offering unto God. It's a statute forever. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, which happens to be the morrow after the Sabbath, from the first day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. We're going to count seven Sabbaths. We're not counting Omers. I know you're going to hear that a lot in the next few weeks, that they're counting the Omer, which is totally ridiculous and foolish and not scriptural. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days. And we're going to do that. And ye shall offer a meat offering unto Yehovah, which is a new meat offering. That's not meat. That's some kind of flour or something. The morrow after the Sabbath is the first day of the week, Sunday. So the first fruits is always on Sunday. And that's because Yeshua rose on Sunday. He is the first fruits. Ye shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves, two tent deals. They shall be fine flour, and they shall be baken with leaven. Are you sisters going to make the loaf made with leaven? If you're here, well, you're going to be. No, but you could just make some loaves with leaven. They're the first fruits unto you. We did that one year, didn't we?
1 year.
Yeah, that was nice. That was actually very nice. They are the first fruits unto Yehovah. So that's with leaven. And ye shall offer with the bread seven lambs without blemish the first year, and one young bullock and two rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto Yehovah, with their meat offering, their drink offering, even offerings made by fire of sweet savor unto Yehovah. So these people have done so many offerings and so many sacrifices. It's just incredible what they had to do. And of course, they were happy to do it. The Levites were there, and then the high priest, and everybody was ready to do what they were ready to, what they were supposed to do. Then ye shall sacrifice one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yehovah with the two lambs. They shall be holy unto Yehovah for the priest. So the priest ended up with all that. But you wave it before God and you thank the Lord for everything he's given you. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it shall be a holy convocation. Oh, so Pentecost, for Feast of Weeks, is a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein. It's a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. So as soon as you hear it's a holy convocation, that should make your mind go, boink, Mikra Kodesh, boink, sacred assembly, up, public meeting, up, get together. You know, all these little things should just go, bop, 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 boom, boom, boom. And it should be a happy thing, not a gruesome thing. And when you reap the harvest of your land, then shall you not make clean riddance of the corners of the field when you reap, neither shalt thou gather any gleaming of thy harvest, that thou, it says, thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am Yehovah your God. And there's no one here that's poor, but we'd leave you some grapes if we had them. Paul declares, and I declare it also, and you guys all declare it also, Yeshua is the first fruits. 1 Corinthians 20 says, but now Messiah risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. And I was thinking about those verses again last night and this morning about Yeshua says, you know, like basically he wasn't a spirit or maybe whatever that meant, but he was had a spiritual body because he was obviously came back from the dead, but he actually ate too. But God is a spirit, and the Bible says no flesh and blood shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but there is also a spiritual body. So we'll just have to wait and see for that. We'll have to wait. That's one of those things, wait and see. You know? But every man in his own order, Messiah the first fruits, after they that are Messiahs, that is coming. Amen. Yeshua was the first to rise from the dead with an incorruptible body, obviously. He went and sat right at the Father's right hand. Obviously, he was immortal because he went right into the spiritual realm. So there might be different, the word spirit might have two different meanings. I have a funny feeling. If you think Yeshua rose on Sunday, or if you do the first fruits on Saturday, you throw off the date for the Feast of Weeks, 50 days, right? If you think Yeshua rose on Saturday, that blows the whole thing. The first day of the week, known as Sunday, and the Sabbath, it talks about in Leviticus 23. So there's some people that, like Seventh-day Adventists and other people, they just hate the Sunday. And there's some messianics got Yeshua raising on Saturday, which is totally not scriptural. Because he's the first fruits. Anyway, this is not going to be a long study today, but I wanted to bring up some witnesses that prove Yeshua rose from the dead. Obviously, at the end of the Sabbath, the first person that showed up was a lady. Mary from Magdala and other Marys to see Yeshua. They went to the sepulcher, right? The mother of Yeshua. So two ladies showed up. The first ladies that were preaching that he rose from the dead. Women preachers. Ah. You guys should say, yeah.
Yeah.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, which is just a lot of these words that we read, you know, it's like sort of like you got to say la a lot. Because just think, an angel of the Lord descending from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. That's big.
Wow.
And his countenance was like lightning, whatever that means. And his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Yeah, I bet. They probably. That shows you that's what an angel is. It's not some little cute little. You ever see on TV, they show little angels, little cute little things with a. What do they got, a harp or something?
Harp.
And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not. For I know that you seek Yeshua, which was crucified. He's not here. He's risen. Amen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. So he's calling all the apostles the disciples. Right. They were just all sitting there wondering what's going to happen next. Now that they killed the Messiah, what do we do? And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I've told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre and with fear and great joy and did run to bring the disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Yeshua met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Praise the Lord. Then said Yeshua unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Wow. Of course, Satan always tries to get in. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And they were assembled with the elders, always with the elders, and had taken counsel and gave large money to the soldiers, trying to bribe them, saying, say you, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. Some people, some Jews even said that, he didn't really die. He really just got up and walked away. And if this come to the governor's ears, we'll persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. And many other little fake tales are commonly reported unto this day. Then the 11 disciples, 11, there's only 11 there, went away into Galilee, into a mountain Yeshua had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, and some doubted. There's always the doubters and the negative people. Then Yeshua came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. So that means go. It doesn't mean sit down and wait for them to show up. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you in the Torah. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. And that's nice. That is so comforting to know. And you have to believe that God is with us and God is directing us. Sometimes, you know, I think in my house, you know, what am I doing here? What's going on? How did I get involved in this? Or how did this all happen to us? And I think, wait a minute, the blood against Satan. I'm just happy I'm alive in this century to proclaim the truth. In the Gospel of Mark, Yeshua said, he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek, this is the angel. He said, you seek Yeshua of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. Oh, behold the place where he was laid. And upon the first day of the week, known as Sunday, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared and certain and others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Yeshua. This is the gospel of another gospel that has all the an account, which makes another witness. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabouts, behold, two men stood by them in shining apparel. This one says two men in shining apparel. The other one said an angel came down, right? And as they were afraid and bowed their heads, their faces to the earth, and they said unto them, why seek you the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee? So there's a lot of times Yeshua had to say, he said things that they didn't even hear and they didn't remember. And of course, the heart's hardened. And as you read the Gospels, we can easily see these are all independent accounts of the life and ministry and death and resurrection of the Messiah. It simply tells us that there was no collusion. These are all separate people that seen this. There are no contradictions that we have found showing the accounts are actually true or to fact. Some of the Gospels have limited information. This is why we read all the Gospels, to put the whole story together in one picture. That's the reason why there's four Gospels. That's really important to do, too. Also remember, when you read the Gospels and letters, that they cannot contradict Torah or the prophets, known as Tanakh. You know that, right? Yeshua declares himself, I am he that lives and was dead. He was actually dead. He says, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. Yay. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Whatever that means. Keys of hell and of death. And the angel of unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things say the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. This to prove that he was dead. He didn't walk away or act, you know, didn't he even, he's actually testifying of himself. Now you could take this forever, whatever it's worth. Okay. Take this for whatever it's worth. This below is from a source outside of scripture. This is not from the Bible. From this Jewish historian, Flavius Josephus, 37 AD to about 110 AD. In book 18, chapter 3, paragraph 3, we read, now there was about this time Yeshua, a wise man, if he be lawful to call him a man. He was a doer, but he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew over him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Messiah. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men amongst us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him. For he appeared to them alive again the third day. This is outside the Bible. This is a witness that's witnessing this. And 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him, and the tribe of Christians so named from him is not extinct at this day. That's in the book. Isn't that? So that's a separate account. And it's always nice to find something about Yeshua in an external book from the Bible. This way you know that, wow, there's other witnesses too besides the people in the Bible. I mean, that's It's very hard to find books with Yeshua in it. I found another book, too, that has Yeshua in it, which is really amazing. Anyway, Corinthians 15:3 says, Messiah died for our sins according to the scriptures, and you have to know how to prove that. That he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Everybody knows that the third day was the first day of the week, right? That's good to remember. Don't get mixed up on that. Messiah died for everyone, right? In other words, whosoever will come to him. He didn't have anyone in particular. He died for the sins of the world. He died for everyone. He died and rose again. So this is in many places. Paul is being a witness, witnessing that he rose again. And he writes that Paul writes to the Thessalonians that Messiah died for us, and whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Amen. So whether we live on or if we die, we're still going to be together with him. So I just wanted to go over I wanted to make sure you could use the Bible as a source for bringing up witnesses to prove that this actually took place. Because if you read, we could read Corinthians 15 before we take off today, but if you read it, it says, if the Messiah didn't raise from the dead, your belief is in vain. This is all a joke, basically. Yeah, this is a waste of time. So you can be keeping all the commandments and do the cha-cha, you're still lost. So in other words, the people out there that forsook the Hebrew Messiah are lost. Just think of that. No matter how dignified they are and how appropriate they come across and how whatever credentials they have, and, you know, they're lost. Just think of that. All those big religions out there that don't have Yeshua. Anyway, finally, maybe we'll read the book of Jonah. That's just a suggestion, because that's all that is about the resurrection of the Messiah. And maybe some Psalms, you know, about the resurrection, if you like. Anyway, 50 days from first fruits from today, 50 days from today, we'll see you on June 16th. Not 6th. June 16th. The Feast of Weeks. And that's when the Holy Spirit was given, and that's when the Torah was given, right? Torah, Holy Spirit. And we just do it as a memorial, right? And it'll be nice to get that sign made for that church across the street from you guys. That it's a Sabbath, no work, no buying and selling, 24/7 on that day. Anyway, so Lord willing, all I can say is I'll see you in the Feast of Weeks. That's all I can say is Lord willing, because you never know when you're going to meet the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you, and may God bless the rest of this stay, and may God bless your travels back to wherever you came from, and may God comfort everyone and bless anything we eat today and make it for the nourishment of our bodies, and may God always keep us in the fear of the Lord, and may God always bring in our minds, if whether we want to do something, there's godly counsel available. So don't do anything without godly counsel. I mean, things that are, you know, very important in your life. I'm not talking about basic things, but godly counsel is available. And I just praise the Lord for every one of you, and may God bless you and be with you for the rest of your lives. Amen. Shalom, everyone. Anybody wants to say anything, you're more than welcome. There's nothing on the internet. God bless you.